So basically what I want to just emphasize is a very important point, and we're starting a fresh sugya, Shir Yud Gimel, fresh start. We're skipping to Dalet Amud Aleph, and obviously some people don't like skipping, and I personally also don't like skipping. If it's in the Gemara, it's there for a reason, and obviously we need to know it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that we don't need to know it. Of course we need to know it. We touched on some of the points already. I knew that we probably wouldn't be spending too much time on these couple of daf between the Mishnah and the Dalet. So that's why I made a point of incorporating some of the main ideas that come up in this Gemara in between in our discussions of the Mishnah. So we know a lot of the important points that come up in these Gemaras. And there's other discussions about R and a lot of other interesting topics. But we're trying to stay focused on the sugyas which relate specifically to Bedika and Bittel. And therefore, we're moving forward to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And Bez Hashem, everybody will have a chance to be mashlim, everything in between, during other times. Maybe the end of this month, maybe we'll get back to it. We'll see. But Al Kopanim, so we're starting a fresh Gemara. And it's a great opportunity to practice and to review the mahalach of how to break open a sugya, how to develop a sugya, how to build it up from the bottom up. And this is something which wherever you go, wherever you're learning in your entire life, this is something that you should take with you, because every single time you learn a Gemara, you follow this approach, it'll give you such gevaldiga depth and havana of the sugya. Okay? The mahalach, basically, you start off, like we've discussed many, many times, start off just reading over the words of the Gemara without even trying to translate. Just go through the words of the Gemara a few times. One, two, three, four times. Right? There's four lines in Rashi, everybody knows, top of the page, before you get to the Gemara. One of the things is to be meramez, that until you go over it four times, you didn't even start learning. You go over it four times, you get a little bit of familiarity with the words of the Gemara. Then after that, you make sure that you start to try to translate. You get the words, what the words mean, and make sure that you know what every single word means clearly. Okay? So if you don't know what a word means after four times, so then ask around, check in the dictionary, but make sure that you know, go over it again afterwards, you know what every single word means. Step number two. Step number three, you want to go through the Gemara not just with the translations, but also with the punctuation. You want to know the structure. You got to make sure you know what is the Gemara saying initially. Is it a statement? Is it a question? Where does the question begin? Where does the question end? What's the answer? Is the Gemara saying something that we didn't know? Is the Gemara saying something we did know? Is it a Daraisa? Is it a Darabanan? These are the basic questions that you want to develop as you go through Pashup Shat of the Gemara. Okay? After that, you got all the basics, you have all of the groundwork. Now you're getting ready for the development stage. You ready? You go through the Gemara, you went through it four times. You went through all the difficult words, the translations, you got all the words. Now you know all the translation, you know every word of the Gemara. You went through all of the structure of the Gemara, you know all the punctuation, where the questions begin and end, where the answers begin and end, what's an answer, is it two answers, is it one answer, etc. Now, you take the next step. You go through the Gemara one more time, and you start asking questions. All of the questions that you have, every question that you have on the Gemara, Shakal B'Tar, the Gemara, write it down. Now, you've just done the beginnings of opening up the sugya. Then we'll start looking around in the Mefarshim, in the Marmakomos, we'll try to address all of the questions, and then by the end, hopefully, everything will fit into place and all the questions will be answered. Okay, that's how you take apart a sugya. That's how you come out with halacha lemaisa. That's how you come out with chidushim. That's how you come out with the pshat of the mefarshim.
Did you put Rashi in that order?
Rashi is included in one of the mefarshim. Okay, so this is how we're going to do it. Let's begin. Bez Hashem. Zagdi Gemara v'hash v'kayim lom delekul yalma or. Urtahu, now that we pass in, according to everybody, that or, the word or in the Mishnah, is urta, is nighttime. Mechdi, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbi Meir. Let's see. Both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir. chametz ainu aser ala mishesha zulamala. Chametz is not aser, except from 6 hours and on Erev Pesach. So therefore, what v'nivdog bishis? We should only do bedika on the 6th hour. As well as question, right there is the end of the question. Right there, question mark. Zog di gemar. Michi teima, maybe you're going to say, Zriza magdima le mitzvos. Maybe you'll say, why do we check it the night before our larbas are in the Mishnah, not bishis? Why is that? Because Zriza magdima le mitzvos. Zog di gemar, no. Nivdog mitzafra. At the very earliest, we should bump it up to the morning. So instead of shis, we should bump it up to the morning. Why the morning? Like it says in the pasuk, on the 8th day he will circumcise his flesh. V'tanya, and it says in the brayzer, kol yom kulo kasher l'mila. The whole day is kasher for the mila. Elah shez rizim magdim l'mitzvos, but rizim magdim l'mitzvos. So therefore, we do it early in the morning. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'yashkim Avram baboker. Avram Avinu got up in the morning early. Question mark. So we asked the kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why does the Mishnah say, or larbazar, the night of the 14th, we do bedika? Again, everybody explains that the word or means night. The night of the 14th, we do bedika. Question, why the night of the 14th? We should only do it the 6th hour on Erev Pesach, in the middle of the day. So what's the answer? Zviz Magdim al Mitzvah. That's why we do it the night of the 14th. But even Zviz Magdim al Mitzvah, we should only do it in the morning. Question. Not the night before.
Why is that a question?
Because the Mishnah says the night before. Mishnah says Or Lar Bazar, the night before. Why do we need to do it the night before?
So clearly it's the knockoff to Zviz.
What?
It's a knockoff to Zviz.
We don't hold up to Zviz.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Teretz is, it must be that there's some other reason you're saying. Not Zerizim.
Everyone holds Zerizim, so now.
Good, so that. Oh, yeah, totally
it's not. It says only then in the morning, it goes only to the morning, and we know we do it at night, so clearly it's not Zerizim.
That's a problem.
So then when should it be? It should be by Sheishos. If not for Zerizim, it should be by Sheishos.
No, because we would say it's night.
That's the Kasha. Why?
No, so we still
should be Sheishos.
We're still looking for an answer.
Right, so we're looking for an answer.
Saying why?
So
can't
a question.
Why is it not during day? So if you want to say Zerizim, no, Zerizim is only till the morning.
Right.
So clearly it can't be Zerizim. So now we're still looking for an answer. Why is it the night before?
Right. Exactly. Correct. And that's why we're at a question mark right now.
The question is still to the original question.
Yeah, the original question. Why? What is the original question? Why do we learn in the Mishnah that Bedikas Chametz is or Larbas or the night of the 14th. It shouldn't be the night of the 14th. Okay. It should be either Sheishos or Midin's reason. It should be the morning. But okay, not the night of the 14th. That's the question.
Or can
right?
I assume that people that are Makhla's reason Makhlim don't know that Zerizim Makhlim is in the morning?
Can't what?
Or almost as different.
What?
Is Zerizim Makhlim in general in the morning? Or are all different sisters?
Good question. That seems to be part of the Gemara's question. And the Gemara seems to say that it's the morning.
Why are we putting that question?
It says, Rizim Adim Levitzvist is only in the morning. It says, Nivdog Mitzafra.
Shouldn't people that are Makbid know?
What do you mean, people that are Makbid? You make it sound like it's not a Chiyuv. Make it sound like it's optional. Is that true? I guess that's another question, right? Let's go through the Gemara. I'm just going to speak out the Gemara's answer. We have the basic structure of the Gemara, the way I read. We know what the words mean. And then we're going to go through the Gemara again. We're going to speak out all the questions, okay?
Hey.
1 second, Shlomo, you had a question also?
No, I was thinking the reason my demon is basically part of the question.
Yeah, it's a two-step question.
You shower, and if you say it's reason, we should do the day.
Right.
Why are you making it sound like reason is one of the options?
Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it should. When should bedika be instead of Ola Basa? When should bedika be sixth hour? Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, 6th hour. What about reason? Zrizin will say, do it earlier. But Zakti Gemara, Zrizin should only bump it up to the morning, not the night before.
Why should it bump it up to the morning? Is it because Zrizin itself is in the morning, or is it because the Chametz starts being Aser in the morning?
Okay, that's a good question, which we'll have to discuss. Okay. Good question. But the Gemara does say that based on Zrizin, it should be the morning. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to make sure we know what the Gemara says, and then we know what is our problems with the Gemara. But the Gemara says reason should say that we do it in the morning. Okay? Yeah? Okay, let's go through the answer, and then we'll go back over and make sure we have clarity on all of the questions. Okay, what's the Gemara answer? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, B'shosh b'ni adam mitzuyim b'vateyem, V'ara ner yafal b'dika, period. Zog Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he gives the teretz. We do it at night, why? Not in the morning, why do we do it at night, why? Because that's when people are at home, and the light of the candle is good for b'dika. That's why we do it at night. Okay, so the teretz we're going to get back to Bezer Shem B'li Neder in the Hamshech. It's also something which needs a lot of hesber. But first, let's begin with the question of the Gemara. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go over the question. V'hashta d'kayim alon. You guys raised a lot of aris, which B'li Neder, Bezer Shem, we're going to address all of them. Let's go from the beginning. V'hashta d'kayim alon. Now that we paskin, what? T'lekuli alma or urtahu? That everybody agrees. Or, in the Mishnah, is the nighttime. It sounds like the Gemara's point, the Gemara's question, is based on this point, based on this conclusion, that everybody agrees R is Urta, that R is night. Does that make sense? Is that something which we understand initially? Why should that be? Why should the Gemara's question be dependent upon the fact that everybody agrees R is night?
Everyone does agree.
It happens to be true that everybody does agree. But is the question based on the fact that everybody agrees?
Yeah.
Why does the question have to be based on the fact that everybody agrees? Let's say it's a machlokas. One mandamar says R is night. One mandamar says R is day. We could still ask the exact same question. Why don't we do bedika at 6 hours? Isn't that still a question? Does day mean 6 hours? We still don't know what time of day. Do we know what time of day? We don't know what time of day. So therefore, L'chaira, the Gemara's question should be a question either way. Whether you say R is nighttime, whether you say R is daytime, the Gemara should be asking either way. Let's do the bedika at 6 hours. No? What are you saying? You want to say something? Yeah? No? I think this is a very simple aura in the first line of the Gemara, the opening line of the Gemara. Okay, aura number one. Sagdi Gemara, the Gemara continues. Let's assume for a second, like the Gemara says, everybody agrees aura is urta, and based on that, we're going to ask the question. So the Gemara says, Mechdi, let's see, Bein le Rabbi Yehuda, Bein le Rabbi Meir, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, Chometz Einu Aser Ela Mishei Shavuz Ulamala. Let's present Tara number two. Who is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? And what did they say? Why do we care about them? Why are they relevant in this Shaklavatai of the Gemara? Both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, Chometz is according to Sheish. And what about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? What's going on here? Who is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? And what do they have to do with anything? Okay?
Well, we did skip
Good point. We did skip a little bit, so maybe they came up earlier. Take my word for it, they didn't come up earlier. Okay? The fact that we skipped has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Meir. Okay? But good aura. Very good. Okay, so aura number two, what in the world are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? The Gemara doesn't even say where is this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Who are they? What did they say? The Gemara just says that they both agree that Chometz is only Usher from Shei Shazu Lamala. Shkoyach. Did anybody talk about that issue? Is that something that comes up somewhere? Is there a machlokas about that? What's the idea over here? Okay? R number two. R number three, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Chametz is not Usr, it's only Usr, Mishay Shosu Lamala. Erev Pesach, it's only Usr, Shay Shosu Lamala. You ready? What is her? What is her? Rashi's going to address all of these questions, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem. But does the Gemara say what Isser? It doesn't say what Isser. What Isser are we talking about?
Can we just apply it based on what we were saying before?
What were we saying before?
about how we say Shachamitz when we say Ors at night. Assuming they're talking about Chametz, because that's what.
Yes, we're talking about the Isser of Chametz. True. Chametz ain't no Aser. Isser of Chametz. What is Isser of Chametz? There's a lot of Isserim of Chametz, no? Yeah. How many Isserim of Chametz do we know of? We know of Isser Achila. We know of Isser Bali Ra'a. We know of Isser Bali Matze. Right? Mm-hmm. What Isser are we talking about? So, this is another question. Okay, that's our number three. Our number four. Zagdi Gemara. What's the Gemara say? V'niv dog bishes. Here's the question mark. Here's the question. Yeah, v'niv dog bishes. Let's check. At the sixth hour. Zog Daniel. I don't understand. What's the question? You have to dafka check at the sixth hour? It's a question? The Mishnah says, check the Olar Basar. So, there's a problem with that? What's wrong with that? Why is there something wrong with that? You have to dafka check in the last minute? The Torah is into being a last minute type of guy? What's pshat? Why is it a question?
You could have chumis after that.
What?
Because you could have chumis after that.
Oh, and therefore, after the night time, he means. If you do bedikah the night before...
After bedikah, you still have chumis.
Till the 6 hours, you have...
What?
Till the 6 hours, yeah.
Till the 6 hours, you can have chumis,
And therefore, you'll have chumis in your house, and you need to do bedikah again.
You can need... Oh, listen to what he's saying. Unbelievable!
Not really.
Here, Shalom says...
Not really.
You're going to need to do bedikah again!
Not really,
why not?
I don't know, but in my house, in every house, we have to take the food outside after we check.
Oh, that's nice of you. But
you don't have to do that?
You do have to do that. Why do you have to do that? You know why?
You already checked your chametz.
And therefore? You're saying you're just not allowed to have chametz in your house?
It wasn't real.
Why are you not allowed to have chametz in your house? Because you're over Bali Rabba Limatei?
Theoretically. Because
you already checked, you're not going to check again.
When does the answer Bali Rabba? Oh, that's the answer. That's the answer, because we don't want to check again.
But why not just check later?
That's just else laziness.
Ah!
No, yeah, then check a million times.
Very good. So you're saying an answer. You're saying Shalom's answer.
Checking your whole house.
This is the word. This is exactly the word. The question that Daniel is raising, the R over here is R number four. Why does the Gemara say v'nivdok bishis? What's so terrible about checking the day before? Because some people, you know, they start cooking for Pesach already. Matzah Purim. They start cooking for Pesach. They start turning over their house. Matzah Purim. What's wrong with that? Isn't that a nice approach? What, do you want to be one of these guys that... He's driving back from the office at the siren. You want to be one of those guys? No. Be one of the guys that's sitting in shul half an hour before mincha doing Mar Sedra. Isn't that much better? Right? What's pshat in this? Why does the Gemara say, no, let's wait for the last minute? Oh, it's hard number four.
That's what we did all of high school.
Okay.
This is check your whole house?
This is check your whole house.
Whole house.
Wherever you have chametz, wherever you bring chametz. Har number four. Okay, so Zog Shalom. Shalom is suggesting an answer. And Shalom and Avi are suggesting an answer. You know why? You know why? The Gemara is saying last possible moment? Because if you're going to check the night before, you're going to need to do a bedika again. So therefore, we may as well do the bedika at the last possible moment. And then you're not going to have chametz anymore after that bedika, and that's why you won't have to do it again. Oh, nice. Nice pshat. Yeah, what are you saying?
What's considered bedika? Taking out the 10 last pieces of bread?
Yeah. Okay, we're also going to talk about 10 pieces of bread. We didn't talk about that yet. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. Believe that or we're going to get into it.
Until anyone cleans their whole house 6 hours before Pesach. But
like, very, it's a big plea, right? Who cleans their whole house 6 hours before Pesach? Or Pesach. It's not even 6 hours. It's the sixth hour. Let's bring up our number five. The sixth hour? That's when I should do the bedika?
The sixth hour?
The sixth hour is already late. Isn't it late?
No, it's not.
You have an hour left.
Seventh hour.
They don't talk like that. The lashon of the Gemara is 6 hours means an hour.
When is? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, chametz is aser mishei shosu lamal from the sixth hour and on. So when am I doing this bedika? V'nivdok b'shis. When am I doing this bedika b'shis?
Lashon of the Gemara is always, when it says 6 hours, to the sixth hour.
What do you mean to the sixth hour? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Saying that's just how a lot of times Gemara speaks.
What do you mean to the sixth hour?
The fifth hour mark and on. The hour leading into the sixth.
The hour leading into the sixth? Meaning the end of the fifth hour? The beginning of the sixth hour. That's what you mean?
Beginning of the hour leading into the sixth
hour. Isn't 6 hours and onwards not allowed? So you can't do it in the sixth hour.
That's my question. That's hour number five.
No, think about it. You start from zero.
That is what I just said.
Maybe you start from zero and then you go in 1 hour.
What?
You start from zero.
Oh.
1 hour.
Oh, Zug Shraggy. Zug Shraggy, what's the pshat in the sixth hour? Nivdok Bishis. Means like this. When is Chametz Aser Mishesh Otsulamal means? Mishesh means from after 6 hours and on.
From the sixth.
Meaning after? Meaning the end of the sixth hour and on. Mishesh shows ulamal. From the end of 6 hours, meaning you finished 6 hours and on, that's what Chavetz is Aser. Vinivdok, what's the lashon of the what's the next word of the Gemara? Vinivdok what?
Bishis
means in the sixth hour, which means at the end of five, the beginning of six. So that hour, you have yourself 60 minutes of bedika time. That's what it means. Vinivdok bishis. That's what it means. Before it actually becomes usher. During those 60 minutes, you'll do your bedika. Oh, beautiful. That's mamash pashpashalik. So what's our number five? Our number five is, how can we say check in the sixth hour? It's already usher by then. What's teretz? What are you guys saying?
No.
You guys saying no? It means, when does it become usher? The end of the sixth. What are we saying, do bedika? The beginning of the sixth. Those 60 minutes, that's when you're going to do your bedika. Comes the Rosh Yosef.
What?
The Rosh Yosef. He was one of the Achronim. He also wrote a very famous sefer called the Prima Gadim. And he says, his name was Rav Yosef. Yeah, Rosh Yosef. He says, 60 minutes for bedikas chametz? What? That's wild. That's very little. It's not enough time. So he says, L'chari should be talui in how many rooms you have in your house. How many rooms you are checking for chametz. Right? So it happens to be, we'll see Bez Hashem soon in Rashi, I think that's Taka, the Pshat, the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't really mean, especially like what we just said before, the Gemara doesn't really mean you should check in the beginning of the sixth hour and like that's the specific time that we're after. What does the Gemara mean? What did we just say before? I'll be the previous Ara. Check the latest possible time. Why? Because we want to make sure that you're not going to do you're going to bring in more chametz and neither do a bedika again. So what are we saying? Check the latest possible time. If you know that it takes you half an hour to check every room in your house, each room is half an hour, and you have 8 rooms in your house, how much time do you need to give yourself?
2 weeks.
Guys, where's the math?
That was complicated.
Yeah? You have 8 rooms in your house, it takes half an hour a room.
4 hours.
4 hours, very good. Exactly. Good, yes, 4 hours. Okay?
Times.
4 hours of time for bedika. So instead of checking
in
the beginning of, okay? Instead of checking the beginning of the sixth hour,
do the math for that.
When should you be checking? You ready for that one? Instead of checking the beginning of the sixth hour, if you need 4 hours, when should you be checing? In the
beginning of the six minus four.
Beginning of the six.
Second.
Second hour.
Beginning of the second.
Second to third. Third to fourth. Fourth to fifth.
Into the third hour.
Fifth to sixth.
Second hour.
Sixth to seventh. Guys, that's 5 hours. You should be starting in the beginning of the third hour.
What?
Okay,
what was the question?
I did six minus four.
So only flip by short.
No?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll do. I have to do the math.
What's the question?
So if I start at the beginning of the second hour, so I have the second hour.
What was the question?
To the third. Third to the fourth. Fourth to the fifth. Fifth to the sixth. Sixth to the seventh.
Yeah.
So it's 5 hours.
That's too many. Wait, what's the question? What's the question?
Okay. Forget about the math, guys. It's really not important. The point is, the question is, according to Dr. Prima Gadim, but you need to do 7 minus 4, because you're allowed to use the whole 6, okay? So Dr. Prima Gadim, that what? It goes according to how many rooms. And according to what words, the Prima Gadim leaves it off as a question. We're making R over here. Our one Hara is answering the next Hara. You see the Milo over here speaking out all of your Haras. One Ara is answering the next Ara. We raised the Ara in the Gemara. What was the Ara that we raised? Why is the Gemara so bothered with doing the Bedika the night before? What's wrong with that? Why do we make such a big deal about doing the Bedika the next day? What was the Gevaldige Teretz that we gave? That what? You need to do the Bedika last possible moment because we want to avoid having to do another Bedika. That was the suggestion. Al pi zeh. Now we understand. What's the Gemara's question of Nivdok B'Shis? The Gemara's question is not Davka Shis. The Gemara's question is the last possible moment. So now we go later on, Prima Gadim Zara. Now we have an answer, Prima Godim Zahra. What's the answer? Do the math, Enochanami. Hopefully you won't get stuck on the math, but do the math, and you'll be able to figure out when your last possible moment is. Enochanami, each guy. Right? Beautiful. So now, we're going to move on to Hara number 5, I think it is. No, is that? No, 6. We're up to Hara number 6. Wow, how serendipitous. Okay? Zagdi Gemara.
Translation.
Serendipitous.
Okay. Zagdi Gemara, let's go to the other. Yeah? Zagdi Gemara. Menivdag Bishis. In the 6th, checking the 6th hour. Yeah? That's the Gemara's question. Yeah, can we do the English class after?
Okay. We're checking Mepharshim.
So,
we're checking our Mamar Kovas.
Yeah. Okay. Zevenivdok Bishis. Yeah, so we'll check in the 6th hour. That's the Gemara's question. Very good. Beautiful question, which really we're explaining now means last possible moment. Very good. So now, what does the Gemara say? Mechite Mazuiz and Magdim Elimitzes. Maybe you're going to say that. No. You have to do it early. You know what I have to do it the night before? Because it was reading Magdim Elimitzes. So, Imkain. Nivdog mitzafra. So then we should do it in the morning. What's the Gemara saying? Nivdog mitzafra. What do we mean nivdog mitzafra? Why mitzafra? If you're telling me Zriz and Magdim Lemitzvahs means do it the earliest, right? Do it early. That's what Zriz and Magdim Lemitzvahs. People who are Zrizim, so they try to do mitzvahs early. That's Magdimin. So, Har number 6 is, so then why only mitzafra? Zriz and Magdim Lemitzvahs should say the earliest possible moment, which is
the night before.
The night before.
The year before.
Ah! Exactly! When should you start Bedikas Chametz?
Matzah
Pesach. Yes!
Not even!
Matzah Pesach.
Not even!
What do you mean?
Because it was Pesach. You're not going to have Chametz for Matzah Pesach because it's already Pesach, so you're obviously not going to have Chametz. So you never have Bedikas
Chametz. From the Tzitz Mishayim! That's when it's Mutzah ready to have Pesach.
Pesach all year round!
That's when it's Mutzah to have Chametz already.
Pesach, Matzah, all year round.
All year round. One day we'll be able to live on the Madriga of Pesach all year round.
Yeah,
well, but in the meantime, be here! Wait, who made up this cutoff point? Zriz Magdim Lemitzvahs means the morning. What do you mean the morning? Zach Shlomo? The night. Why the night? Maybe even before.
We discussed it with the Shirm of days. There's like a specific, there's days.
Okay, so you're saying it should be one day? Why Dafka one day? Yachol Merash Chaydesh. What do we say in the Agada? Yachol Merash Chaydesh. What is it in the Agada? Doesn't say Nagada Yachol Merash Chaydesh? I might have thought. Elo Tamaloma Bishah Matzazu Bishah Shematzu Mar Murachim Lefonecha, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be Davka on the Leila Seder. Very good. But there's a Havamina that the Nyanim of Pesach should begin when? Rosh Chodesh. When do you stop eating matzah before Pesach? What did we learn? Some of the Minhagim, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, right? Some people only are Pesach, but some people are ready from when? From Rosh Chodesh. And some people, Chabad amongst them, and Yekis. And some Sephardim? From when? 30 days before. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shalom Adarshim, Minyan HaShal Yom. 30 days before, we're already in the Sugyas of Pesach. Is Halacha, the first Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Pesach is Shalom Adarshim, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, it says.
Afternoon.
30 days before.
It's a Chumras.
30 days before. Yeah. What's Chumras? It's halacha.
30 days.
No, it's halacha. It's not chumra. It's first halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach.
It's 30 days?
30 days.
It's fine.
Okay, so therefore, we want to understand it's a takana Moshe Rabbeinu, Pashtus. So therefore, we want to understand what in the world? What's the Gemara's question? And then you talk about Zafra. What's going on here? Shver, Tzarech Bir. Hara number 6. All right, that was 6, right? Hara number 7. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara continues. Elamai, let's read the Gemara in the Hemshech. Tichsev ubiyom hashmini, says in the Pasuk, on the 8th day, yimol b'sar Allah. So what's the Gemara coming to do now? Apparently, the Gemara is coming to show us something about Zrizin, right? On the 8th day, yimol b'sar Allah, so he will circumcise his flesh, right? V'tanya, and it says in the Braisa, kol yom kulo kasha lemila, the whole day is kasha lemila, elash Zrizin magdim elamitzviz. But Zvizim are Magdim Lemitzvahs. Shenema, how do I know Zvizim Magdim Lemitzvahs? Shenema, we ask him of Rambam Boker. Like it says, we ask him of Rambam Boker. So I ask you, where does the Gemara prove, how does the Gemara show Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs. What does the Gemara say? From where?
Also, yeah. It makes it optional by telling you that you're allowed to do bris the whole day. So it doesn't seem like it's...
What do you mean? Say it again.
So it's Kol Yom Kulei.
Yeah, Kol Yom Kulei, you're allowed to do the bris, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs seems like it's kind of like optional.
Oh! Very good. If it's telling me Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs, but at the same time it's also telling me Kol Yom Kulei Kasher. So, that means that you don't really need to do Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs, right? It's an optional thing. It's a nice mila, but it's not really a chiyuv, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Very good. You could throw that in as our number 7, right? Our number 8. What is the Gemara showing from this brisa? What is the Gemara proving from this din? Zuizim, something about Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs, right? So where, show me in the brisa. Show me in the Gemara. Where does it prove Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs? And what does it want to prove from Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs? From Avraham Avinu. Right? What does it say about Avraham Avinu? Vayashkim Avraham Babayker. Babayker. So now what do I see from there?
Yeah,
he did it early. Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs. Good. So that's a Makar Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs, right? Does it say that it's Davka the morning and not the night before?
It says morning.
Yeah, it says the morning. It doesn't say the night before. So we see from this concept, we see from Avraham Avinu that Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs is only in the morning, not the night before. Beautiful. Very nice. That proves the Gemara's point. We asked the question. We said if it's Rizim, so then we asked on the Gemara. Why is the Gemara saying Nibdog Mitzafra? Let it say already the night before, like Shlomo says. Or even the Rosh Chodesh. Or Shloshim Yom. What are you saying is the answer? No. The Gemara is showing from Avraham Avinu that Rizim only begins that morning. Right? Okay. For now, I'll take it. I still don't understand. But I'll take it for a second. I'll take it as a given. But now I have a question. What about by Mila? Does Mila teach me Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs?
No.
No. So why is the Gemara bringing in Mila B'chla? It's totally wasted.
Why doesn't it teach you?
Does it teach me Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs or not? That's my question.
Why not?
Just told me that Vayashkim Avraham Abayker teaches me Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs.
You got up early to do Mila.
Is that really where it says Vayashkim Avraham Abayker?
I thought that was what it was referring to. Is that referring to Mila?
Doesn't say Vayashkim Avraham Abayker by Mila.
What was he doing?
Keras Yitzchak.
Oh.
I mean, it's a question of exactly where it says the Pasuk. That was question number 1-3 in the Rambam Komos. But it's actually in two places. Tosis brings down. It says this Pasuk in two places. One is by Keres Yitzchak and one is by? By Sdom, that's what you mean? By Sdom, right, exactly. It's also in the third place, but Tosis doesn't seem to be concerned with that one. It's also by sending away Hagar and Ishmael. Al Koponim, so... Okay, we can talk about that. They ask him, Avraham Abayker, that's not Mila, so why is the Gemara bringing in Mila? Har number 8. Why are we talking about Mila? It's a total waste of time. It's entirely superfluous. Right? How many extra words can we delete from the Gemara over here? Yeah? The whole thing about Mila, it's totally unnecessary. Okay? Let's raise our number 9. Our number 9. Okay, well, I said the Gemara is bringing Mila. It sounds like Mila, some way or another, does help as far as this discussion of Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs is concerned. Right? So now let's raise a question.
Maybe it's saying you could do it all day, but people daf could do it in the morning.
What?
It's telling us theoretically Mila you could do all day, but people do it in the morning.
How long is it? Okay. So you're saying that Mila is a makar because you could do Mila all day, but still you have to do Mila in the morning. So Mila is a makar for Zuizim Magdim Lemitzvahs. Tell you do it in the morning, but not when?
Not the night before.
But not the night before. So let me ask you guys a question. Does anybody know, think in your entire history of your life, did you ever go to a bris at night?
No.
Never. Why not?
Because bagels don't go well at night.
Bagels don't go well at night. Anybody have another answer?
Zuizim Schnitzel.
Schnitzel goes better at night than it does at 9 in the morning.
Bagels are fine.
What? You've been to afternoon, but what about at night? Anybody been to a night bris?
I would assume that they made.
That's the thing. Why is it?
Why has nobody ever in their life been to a nighttime bris?
Jesus.
Oh, very good, Slavo. Because the halacha of bris mila is bayom. It's davka during the day. You are not allowed to do of Miss Brismila Bayom Hashmini at night. And if you're not allowed to do it at night, so obviously the Gemara is going to say that Zrizus by Mila is only in the morning, not the night before.
So
you're not, even allowed to do it at night. So what's the Gemara proving from here? I have a proof. You ready? You know how I know that Zrizus has to be in the morning and not the night before? Because by Mila, you do it in the morning and not the night before. Shkoyach. Of course you do it in the morning, not the night before. You're not allowed to do it the night before.
The word I am is
but let's say you would be allowed to do it the night before. Maybe you would do it the night before.
The word I am is referring to when the
sun that's our number nine. What?
The word I am is referring to when the sun is up. When the sun's up for the whole 24 hours.
It means during the time that the sun is shining. Very good point. It means the time the sun is shining. Okay? Which, Lamaisa, brings us to our number 10, which is touching on what Tully said before. We learned from Vayashkim of Rabba Boker. What was the mitzvah of Vayashkim of Rabba Boker? What mitzvah was he doing then, Bechlau? Bechlau, he wasn't doing mitzvah Mila, right? He was doing some other mitzvah. What was he doing? What mitzvah? Some say Akeres Yitzchak. I heard somebody say before. Somebody else said Zdom. What was the mitzvah by Zdom? What about sending away Hagar and Yishmael? Maybe that was a mitzvah. Right? What is the mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was involved with? They asked him Avraham Boker that he did it in the morning, not the night before. Okay, let's speak out our number 11. Our number 11 was that you guys said that Zrizin. Oh, Avizara. That Zrizin is. It sounds like from the Gemara that or maybe Shlomo said that Zrizin is optional. It's voluntary, right? That time you could do Mila the whole day. Zrizin, it's a nice thing, but bad time you can do Mila the whole day. So what's going on? Is that what Zrizin is? Is it just something like a bonus points? What are the Hagdaras of Zrizin Magdim Lemitzvahs? And we'll throw into that, included in that, we want to know, also number 12, is it a Din D'Oraisa? Or is it a Din D'Rabbanan?
What?
Or is it just a Amidas Chasidus?
Zrizin
Magdim Lemitzvahs. Yeah. What is it? What is the Salacha? Okay, Ha'ara number 13. And with this, we're going to start to begin answering some of the questions. Okay, you ready? I mean, Baruch Hashem, we all are trying very hard to be good Yidden. We came to Yeshiva, we're staggering away, we're doing what we can to be B'nai Torah, to be Bali Avoida. We're trying to focus on learning, on davening, on Midos Tovos. But I mean, to think that any of us is Avraham Avinu, are we Avraham Avinu? Not Avraham Avinu. Do we think that we act like Avraham Avinu? No, we don't act like Avraham Avinu. So, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu, by asking Avraham Aboker, he got up early in the morning. Gee, look at the Madrigas, Avraham Avinu, Chashev Ayed. Now I know why he's one of the others, very Chashev. But now, every single Jew from the rest of history also has to get up. But you know, before dawn,
and get a bris milah.
Is it a
rosh? A bris milah is a mitzvah. Hashem said
he did it.
Hashem said.
Is it a rosh?
Hashem told him to. 1 second. Hashem told him to. But here, Hashem didn't tell him get up in the morning. He did it. So he did it. Very good. Right? That means now we all have to. Rabbi Avinu, you know what else he did? When it was Chnasas Archim, he got each guest his own tongue. He shechted a full animal just to provide each guest with his own tongue, right? Because the most delicious part of the animal, according to some, I guess, he gave each guest with his own tongue. Shecht the whole animal extra, another one. So everybody has to do that for the all of eternity. That's the chiyuv.
Yeah,
what's going on here? What's pshat in this? How do we understand this?
That's how we do.
They ask him a Rama Boga. Avraham Avinu did that. What are you saying?
It's not a Rashi, is it?
What? I mean, Gemara came before Rashi. What do you mean? There is a Rashi in Chumash on the pasuk. We ask him of Rama Boker that says Nizdareis leMitzvah. Very good, excellent, very good.
That's how we know it, maybe.
What do you mean? That's how we know it. Rashi's quoting our Gemara.
That's how the Gemara knew.
Rashi's quoting our Gemara.
Maybe earlier.
But I'm asking, how does our Gemara? What right does our Gemara have to come along and say, hey, by the way, from now on, for the rest of history, everybody has to be Zrizin Magdim Lemitzvahs? You know why? Because Avraham Avinu did that. Let's add on our number 14.
What?
How did Avraham Avinu himself know that this was the right thing to do?
Maybe
Teretz is. Har number 14 really is, goes together with Har number 13. When you're such an incredible Eved Hashem, when you're such an incredible Eved Hashem, you're so excited about everybody, about doing whatever you can for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course you can get up in pre-dawn and get your tefillin ready even before the Zman that it's open. So then the first possible moment, you're sitting in the Beis Medrash with your tefillin on and your sitter open, and you're steiging away, of course, because reason, of course, that's what everybody would do, obviously. Yeah. Every yid does that. Right?
Okay. We hope.
So, Avraham Avinu, how did he get this? And let's begin answering the Aras now. Where did Avraham Avinu get this from? He figured it out on his own. Oh, what a gevaldig yid. Very chashuv. Does that mean that now all of us need to do this? That's l'chara big chiddush. L'chara big chiddush. The fact that Avraham Avinu figured out on his own that he should do this, and therefore now everybody else needs to do this, it's a big chiddush. Talk to Gemara like this. Gemara says, we asked the Ara, where's the Gemara proving his reason Magdim L'mitzvah is from? Avraham Avinu. Same case, why is he bringing Mila? We asked the Ara. Teretz is, I'll pee what we're saying now, we can say pshat. The Makar of Zvizim Magdim L'mitzvahs is really from where? From Avraham Avinu, like the Gemara seems to imply. From Avraham Avinu we learn Zvizim to Mila. Mila, really the mitzvah is the whole day. But we learn from Avraham Avinu that you should do Mila when? First thing in the morning. Zakti Gemara, the Gemara brings in Mila, you know why? Because if it wouldn't bring in Mila, you know what would happen? We would read the Gemara, we would say, we should check in the morning. You know why? Because Avraham Avinu was a Zariz. And you know what the Gemara would answer right away? The Gemara would say, that's Avraham Avinu, obviously. How do you think that he became one of the Avos HaKadoshim? Because that's how he acts. He's an incredible person. But why does that mean that all of us need to do that? And everything we do is reason why we did it. It's because Avraham Avinu did that. No, that wasn't a tzivoy. The Teretz is Zakti Gemara. Yes, Avraham Avinu came up with it on his own. But at the end of the day, that is the proper behavior for all of us. And therefore, there's even a halacha l'maisa that's learned from this. You know where there's a halacha l'maisa that's learned from this? It's a braisa. In Mila, it says that you could do it the whole day, but you're mechuyev to do it in the morning because of zrizin. And we learn it from Avraham. We learn from Avraham. We do learn from Avraham. Don't tell me it was just him because he was such a tzaddik. We learn from Avraham Avinu. And that's why the Gemara brings in Mila. And now we could also answer the question that I asked before, another Ara. We asked, Mila, anyway, you're not allowed to do it at night. So what's the Gemara doing? A raya from Mila that you can't do at night. It's not a raya. Mila, you're not allowed to do it at night. It wasn't an option. The Teretz is, it's true, Mila, you're not allowed to do at night. It's true. But the point is, Mila is just an application of the concept of Zrizim, like Avi was saying before. We're using Mila not as a makar. We're using Mila just simply to demonstrate that Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvah is a halacha that tells you you need to be makdim your mitzvah to the earliest time. By Mila, when's the earliest time? In the morning. By other mitzvahs, when's the earlier time? Maybe even the night before. Anachanam? Maybe even the night before. Each mitzvah, according to when its zman is. The point of Mila is just a demonstration that we use Zrizim of Avraham Avinu to teach us a chiyuv of Zrizim for all other halachas. Now, this is going to bring out an important question, because according to what I'm saying now, that means that Avraham Avinu himself, in that mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, when was the mitzvah?
Okay.
Already the night before, right? What? Has to be already the night before. Because otherwise, what would I say?
It's only in the morning.
I would say that
he rose in the morning?
That even though it, what?
You do in the morning, Bidika.
That I would do it, Bidika, in the morning. Why? Only the mitzvah of a Rav Mivina was only in the morning. Why?
There's reasons in the morning, not at night.
Reasons in the morning, not at night. But that's only a proof if what? If the mitzvah of Rav Mivina was also at night. Exactly. If the mitzvah of Rav Mivina was only during the daytime, not at night, so then maybe by a mitzvah which is shaykh by the night before, Zrizim would bump it up to the night before. There would be no Raya of the Gemara. In L'Chaira, we have to conclude that the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, which we still have to clarify what mitzvah that was, but L'Chaira, we have to conclude that that mitzvah was already Negeya by the night.
So why do you wait?
And still, the din of Zrizim didn't make him do it the night before. Why? Because, Zakti Gemara, Zrizim is only that morning.
Right? Mila.
That's the Gemara's question. Not by everything. By Zrizim, the fact that it's in the morning by Mila, the Gemara is concluding, is not only a function of the fact that the mitzvah is by Yom, but also is a function of the fact that Zrizim is only that morning. Yeah, what are you saying?
In our Gemara, we're trying to figure out what is the right time to do B'diga, or what is a better time to do B'diga.
So initially, the Gemara was saying, what's the right time to do B'diga? But then the Gemara is using Zrizim to say the better time to do B'dika, that it should be earlier. Okay? Very good. Okay, so this is already a Pesach. We're already starting to move in a direction of getting a better understanding of what's happening over here with the Zrizim. Okay? Let's move a little bit further and see if Rashi is also, going to help us out on this. Zog Rashi, what time is it? Okay, we'll just do the first Rashi. Zog Rashi, what does he say? Or maybe the second one also. Zog Rashi, Bein le Rav Meir, Bein le Rav Yehuda. Both according to Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. We had a question. We asked the Ara. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Who's talking about Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? What Shaychis? How did that come up at all? Rashi was bothered by that question. And that's why there's a lengthy Rashi over here. And there's another question that Rashi was bothered by. Sheishos? It's not true. Where's this Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? It's in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Beis, Rashi tells us. It's a Mishnah later on, Yud Aleph and Beis. You look in that Mishnah later on, Shlomo and Daniel were bothered. It doesn't say Sheishos. It says either 4 hours or 5 hours, not 6 hours. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? It's Pasha not even true.
It says 6 hours you need to burn.
It's true, 6 hours need to burn, which is another problem in the Gemara, right?
Well, Rashi,
but
really
the Maisa, it says 4 and 5, it doesn't say 6. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? Bein l'Rameir, Bein l'Rameyuda? 6 hours also. It's not true. 4 hours, 5 hours also already. That's Rashi's kasha. That's bothering Rashi. Rashi gives a beautiful pshat. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that in Chometz there are Isurei d'Oraisa, and in Chometz there are Isurei d'Rabbanon. And the shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda of 4 hours or 5 hours is chumras de rabbanans, is siyog de rabbanan. Both of them are moideh that doraisa, it's only at the end of the 6th hour. And that's why the Gemara brings in Ben Rabbi Meir and Ben Rabbi Yehuda. Because they're the ones that we find that really say an earlier zman. Rashi's pointing out that what the Gemara means, that they say they both are maskim 6, they're talking about the doraisa. Now why? Why are we focusing on the Doraisa specifically and not the Derabanan?
I don't know.
That's another question which we need to discuss. The Doraisa, not the Derabanan? Why do we care only about the Doraisa, not the Derabanan? We let people be over Derabanan? It's just like that. What's going on? Shver. What's happening here? Another problem. And let's speak out Shlomo and Daniel's other Nakuda. That at the end of the day, it says in that Mishnah that you need to burn it in 6 hours. Everybody holds you need to burn it in the 6th hour. So why does it say to do the Bedika in the 6th hour? That's also against the Gemara. What's going on? Very shver. Okay? So, these are a number of the Aras. Let's just try to begin with a little bit of an answer over here to some of these Aras with the next Rashi. Rashi says, Nivdok chametz betchilas sheish v'kod misuro yivarenu. Do the bedika when? Betchilas sheish. The answer to your question about the burning, Rashi says, is that the bedika should be in the beginning of the 6th hour. And when's the beer going to be? V'kodemi suro yivarenu. And you'll do the beer when? Before the zmanis, or meaning before the end of the 6th hour. You'll already do the beer. So you're doing the bedikah and the beer both in the sixth hour. Incredible. That's speed. Speed bedikah. Speed beer over here. Right? That's what's happening over here. Avada, you're doing it all before the Zmanis, sir. We need to try to understand a little bit better why we care only about the Doraisa and not the Darabanan. But Lamaisa, that's what it says. We have to understand that in Rashi. We have to understand that in Gemara. Let's finish off the Rashi. We'll stop with this. Rashi says that what's pshat that it says Hash the Kaimel on R Urta. Why is that significant? Zag Rashi, because Bishlama or your mama, who if we would say R is daytime, so then we would say that the Mishnah, when it says day, it means the sixth hour. When it says day, that's how we would explain the Mishnah. It wouldn't be Akasha. It's only because we say the nighttime, that's why it's Akasha.
Are you going to the same Kashas of Avram Avinu?
No, it's because now, very good. But now, before the Gemara brings up Zrizin, the Gemara says Nivdok Beshis, it's before the Gemara brings up Zrizin. So therefore, we're of the opinion that without Zrizin, leave Zrizin out of it. No discussion of Zrizin. It would just be simply checking the sixth. When? I mean, during the daytime. When during the day? The sixth hour. Okay, we still have a few hours that need to be addressed. Bez Hashem Linetta will review tonight and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
I'm so like same.